So I've just stopped in rugby, and I've stopped at a kind of friend of a friend's house because they have a toilet and they have Wi-Fi, two things I was very much in need of. But in the room back here, there is a piano and two people. There's also the fleshing out of a dilemma. The dilemma that is, what on earth do we call an album of love songs? You'll understand the dilemma in a moment when you hear what they have in mind. Right, let's go. All right, enough of that. And none of that laughing.
All right.
I think my VU meter nearly went through the top of my iPhone.
Okay, breaking the phone.
Who are you? Who's playing the piano, first of all?
Kimon Palekaropoulos. Oxford just finished. And
just started playing the piano?
Yeah, well, evidently.
You have been playing for a bit longer than that.
Yeah, I've been
just
playing
today.
Since, well, a bit longer than that today, and also since I was little. A long time ago.
Cool. Well, you are in sweatpants, a baggy t-shirt, and a sweatband on your head. You always play piano like this? You look like an extra from Fame.
Well, I'm in my rigorous training regime, so I need to be in the appropriate attire, I feel.
He's been lounging around the house, hasn't he?
MC Hammer.
And who are you? Who was singing, incidentally? That wasn't Kimon's voice you heard.
Hi, I'm Vinay Eleni. Kimon is my younger brother, and we've been working together for a long time, and we are working at the moment on choosing some songs for a CD that we will hopefully release early in the next year.
Now, you've named a couple of the kind of tracks that you're going to be doing, and to be honest, they're not current. Well, they're not even in my iTunes collection, and I've got a pretty eclectic mix.
Well, wait and see. I think the whole point is that we want to bring classical music to an audience that wouldn't necessarily have heard it before. And the songs that were written in the 19th century cover all the same sorts of things that pop songs do today. Like when you're completely in love with someone and they ignore you and you have the old songs being like, oh my God, I hate him, wah, wah, wah. There were amazing German songs written by Schubert and Goethe, the poet, just having exactly the same emotions in a different language, which I think is really interesting and hopefully other people will too, but we'll wait and see.
Cool. So I said, what will this CD be called and how are you going to sell it? And you're hoping to use social media possibly in advertising this, but the name is a bit of a problem, a bit of a dilemma. I said to you, don't pick any of those fancy German names.
Sort of 19th century love songs or Ich liebe dich or something like
that. Yeah, I said, how about posh love songs? Or, as it's German themed, uber posh love songs.
They're not all necessarily posh, but they... I suppose it's one way of putting it.
I'd like to know, if anybody's listening to this right now, would you buy... Because, I mean, you're thinking about releasing it towards Valentine's Day, am I right?
Yeah, just before Valentine's Day, we're hoping. Just so that if anyone does feel like buying their loved one or the one that they really don't love anymore, this CD of sort of love and angst, that they'll have the chance to do that.
Now, I think I would more likely pick up a CD that said uber posh love songs if I was trying to impress somebody over, what was that other one again? Ich liebe dich, which I do understand means I love you in German, or anything else I think you're possibly likely to come across. I don't know. I'm thinking it's just going to get lost in that massive discount section that normally involves classical CDs.
Oh, well, we don't want that to happen, but I wouldn't call it uber posh because we're not actually posh. So, we just like...
Say, hang on, can you say we are not posh?
We are not posh.
Okay, say it again, but don't sound posh.
We're not posh. We are not posh.
That wasn't bad, but there was still a hint of poshness.
Look, I live in...
Maybe not posh from here.
Right, now you sound like a posh farmer. So give me another example on what is likely to be on uber posh love songs. Do 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 do.
Play something.
To yeah. Play rather than to say.
Play rather than say. I like it.
Thank you.
right. That is that. Now that is lovely. It's also really posh. Okay, let's see what the audience thinks. Uber posh love songs or something maybe in German with some scrawly handwriting. What's your website for people that might want to go and check out what you guys look like in real life?
Yeah, we've actually got proper clips on our website, which is www.thenaieleni.com, which is...
Spell it, yeah.
DANAEELENI.com.
I must add a warning to that. Although there is no adult content, what you find there will be very, very...
Awesome.
Posh!